there are some parameters where you Prabhupada set things up and you go out 8 hours, preach, and then you develop your Krishna consciousness through your own personal reading, your japa.
Prabhupada sort of wanted us to be balanced and not be extreme. So he didn't want us on Sankirtan 24 hours a day. He didn't want us sitting behind a table all day long reading books. Well, it started off that we had an evening program as well. I remember very well how in around 1978-79, sort of the evening program waned. By early 80s, it was sort of gone. When you joined it, we had even regular evening program.
On the back to course, yes, but after the back to course.
But after that, no, it was gone. But in the beginning, it was Prabhupada called it ISKCON sandwich. Morning program, evening program, morning program. All the time class, evening program, like the Gita class. And then whatever service, Harinam, book distribution, daily worship, so on, Prabhupada wanted to do during the day. And then he wanted them to find time to read in addition to that. I know there were devotees, Prabhupada used the term that if you have extra time, then you should read my books. And in many places he says morning program, evening program is sort of enough. But the morning program, evening program means, you know, 45 hours there, 45 minutes an hour in the morning, 45 hours in the evening, so we're talking about 2 hours of Shastra. And Prabhupada liked it because he emphasized that hearing is more important than reading. And that he writes about everywhere. In the absence of an evening program, then that's why I always emphasize to the devotees they should read at least an hour a day. Because we don't have an evening program. So at least they should do that. And then Prabhupada wanted everyone to go to India. Not India, but to come to the Dham. Usually ended up being 3 weeks. 3 weeks to a month, and then that's just chanting and hearing. So that's how Prabhupada sort of wanted the extra, and you know, he generally encouraged that devotees come as much as possible, which in some places, you know, could be yearly, in some places, you know, every 3 years or something like that, or 4 years, or, but at least that everyone get that experience where you don't do anything else. Except just chant and read. You're not in the market, you know. And it wasn't that Prabhupada emphasized parikramas either. In fact, there are, I was there, but Prabhupada was giving class and asking where the devotees, they went out on parikrama. And Prabhupada says, no, they should go out after class. The idea was that you go out in the morning because then it's cool. Prabhupada didn't care about that. He said this morning, he said, I'm here and I'm speaking. What are you going on parikrama for? So, because that's also Yatirita Shaliti in the Kali Chit. The whole principle is you go to a dam, you hear. You're running around looking at places, especially you. Srila Prabhupada emphasized that, and parikramas were really, yeah, they were like sort of half-day affairs that people would do every alternate day, generally. And the emphasis was on reading a lot, and talking to Govinda Maharaj, but that's, I remember when I used to come here, my schedule used to be for quite a long time. I would go to sleep around 6 o'clock in the evening. I'd get up at midnight. Huh? Yeah, good, because then it's so good. And just reading, studying, chanting, extra rounds, reading, and then that's where you really sort of get that extra. Everyone should read a certain minimum. But And but then some devotees may need more than others. And in Prabhupada, many of the time, if not most of the time, says, we have our books, but if you're not so philosophically inclined, then you can just chant. But that works if you're chanting defenselessly. If you're not chanting defenselessly, you can't control your mind without observing and hearing the ear. And that Prabhupada meant studying books, but studying books, even if you don't study books, you have to hear from devotees. You have to attend Bhagavatam class after the evening class. And then on the day of, so devotees usually doing 5-6 day service, then on that day, the extra days for resting, cleaning, and then still extra reading and chanting. But ultimately it's what keeps devotees progressive in Krishna consciousness, enthusiastic. So it requires a balance. Anything else? I'm just going to go for another 5 minutes and then I'm going to finish a few rounds and continue writing non-got momentum. I can't slow down.
I was just thinking the other day that there are so many places in Vrindavan, in Braj, that are Govardhan and Varsana and Nandagaon. What made Prabhupada choose Vrindavan as a place to have a temple?
He didn't mention, he lived here for a while. And this is the most, the certainly was the most developed part at that time, but this is where the Goswamis are, this is where the temples are, where the samadhis are. They aren't in the other places. They had their bhajakutirs maybe elsewhere, but they're all here, they all lived here. So Mahajanajina, follow what the Mahajans do. So this was good for them. So Prabhupada also. Places of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. All the deities are here. This was really the capital in that sense of Vrindavan. And then there may be so many other reasons, but we didn't say.
Tomorrow morning is that eclipse, and they close the temple, and they do that a lot here.
Again?
Yeah, tomorrow is 6 to 8.
It was just like 2 weeks ago.
One was lunar and the other solar.
So my question is, is it important that we follow that? We don't do that in the West. Are there more eclipses in India, or is it just that we don't follow them in the West?
No, we follow because everyone else does it. If we don't do it, then they criticize us.
But for us as Vaishnavas, does it help our spiritual lives to follow that? Or is it just to represent?
Well, it's not a matter of helping. You know, these things are meant to be inauspicious eclipse, and therefore they have a contaminating effect. But who's contaminating Krishna? But eclipses don't contaminate Krishna. But people who have certain impure material conceptions of deity worship, etc., may do that. what I say, contaminates the things that you offer to the deities and so on. But what did, on eclipses, Mother Yashoda didn't feed Krishna. So, we view Krishna as the deity, but there's some things that go on. I don't know all the details of all those things, but in terms of the deities, here we observe. Last time I was just in Alamath, and that was, and we went out there, and it was closed for that reason. They went in. They didn't let anyone in. They went in there. Either. Everything becomes impure than it's been ever been. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow. Around 6:30-ish or something like that. And 7:30, and then if there's bhajan, we can continue with the bhajans. Okay. Right now there's no electricity. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.